Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice 102.3, an exciting mix of music and ministry. Welcome to Mortgage Talk with your host, Rick Montgomery. During the broadcast, you will learn the ins and outs concerning your mortgage and how to manage your finances when owning a home. Now, here's your host, Rick Montgomery, with Mortgage Talk.
It's like a good neighbor. State Farm is there for you. From the Douglas Bradley II office, located at 8660 Broadway, Merrillville, Indiana. We have the friendliest staff this side of heaven, anxiously waiting to serve you. Your needs become our priority. We are very prompt, professional, and courteous. We will keep you informed with up-to-date information when it concerns you and your family. We specialize in tailoring our products to your unique situation. The information you choose to share with us will be kept in the strictest confidence. We look forward to growing with your family and the needs that develop. We spoil our customers. We will not take your business for granted. We represent State Farm, but we work very hard for you. Our team members are Agent Douglas Bradley II, Angela Harris, Deborah Murphy, Kenneth Thames. You can contact us at area code 219-756-3700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for you.
Well, all right, and welcome to Mortgage Talk. Hi, I'm Rick Montgomery. Glad to be here on a beautiful Friday. Yes, it is. It is indeed a beautiful Friday for 2018. Glad to be here in the month of March the 30th. Man, already it's going by kind of fast. The year's going by fast. Everything's spinning fast on the earth axle. So we're glad to be here with you on Mortgage Talk. Thank glad to be here. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Joining me, of course, in the studio is Dave the Man. He's our engineer here at WHPNN Radio Network. As we are streaming, baby, we're streaming nationally throughout the internet. We're streaming worldwide. We're streaming to over 200 countries that let us come into their neck of the woods to bring them Mortgage Talk. And we appreciate them wholeheartedly and thanking them so much for tuning in to Mortgage Talk. Sorry that we were a little delayed today on Friday. We were a little delayed, and I do apologize for that. Running around. But it was a little delayed. Not trying to make no excuses, but just want to give my humble apologies for our delay. We got a good show here today. I want to talk about some good things here today and where we are today to give what we give, okay? So with that said and all, what we do on Mortgage Talk, and Dave, everything is so computerized now. It really is. Everything is just computerized to give you what you need. And so it's right here. Now we're going to talk about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac joint venture arrived in 2019. We're going to talk about it just a little bit. Here we go. The long-planned uniform mortgage-backed security designed to replace the current to-be-announced eligible MBS issue separately by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will become a reality on June the 3rd, 2019. Interesting. What will? Okay. While still more than a year away, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA, is what that means, the regulator. They are the regulator. You got to write this down. You got to stay with me on this. They are the regulator, conversational of the GSE, said it was announcing the target date for the first issue to provide market participant with certainty about the timing of the enterprise transaction to the UMBS and enable them to make a preparation necessary to ensure that the transaction is smooth. The new UMBS will be issued through the Enterprise Joint Venture, commonly Securitization Solution, the CSS, what that means, using the Common Securitization CSP, the GSE, and the CSS. They have achieved key applications development for issuing the UMBS on the platform, completely system-to-system testing and initiative end-to-end testing. The FHFA Director Marvin L. Watts said that the transaction to the new common security requires planning, investment, and the participation by a wide variety of market participants. We have now set a specified date, and the enterprise will start issuing the UMBS, and I urge the industry to get ready now to ensure smooth, successful implication. Freddie Mac has been using the CSS operation for some administration functions related to its single class fixed rate mortgage backed security since November 2016, has issued a platform to perform about 1,000 new securities each month and has performed monthly bond administration functions for more than a quarter of a million single class security backed by about 9.8 million in loans. The June 2019 launch of the UMBS will mark the entry of Freddie Mac as a issuer of CSP and CSS operation. At that time, the operational capability of the CSS and the platform will expand to include the administration of a multiple class security and the UMBS, along with the production of the security disclosure. At that point, it is estimated that the CSS and the CSP will be performing bond administrative functions for about 900,000 security backed by nearly 26 million loans. Dave Lorman, Executive Vice President of Freddie Mac Single Family Business, issued the following statement. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, announced today provides market participants with a important clarity on the June 1st UMBS insurance in June. Foreign trades will occur in the first quarter of 2019. We encourage all participants to continue with their preparations to allow for a smooth transaction, which our implication in 2016 of the Common Securitization platform, we pave the way for that combined Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae $3.5 trillion, listen now, $3.5 trillion market of to be announced. UMBS will remain committed to working with the industry under the direction of the FHFA to ensure the readiness of all parties involved in this complex undertaking. Wow. Man, I tell you something, this is really interesting, because when you start and you start looking at different functions that was happening in the mortgage industry, it helps you to understand why certain loans are not made. It helps you understand why certain loans that are made are a little bit more difficult, why the underwriting procedures are a little bit difficult. I'm not saying that we related that into what we're talking about, but it does help you to understand what the industry is working with. What's the twist and twang of the industry? Well, this is what Mortgage News is all about. It gives you the twist and twang what's happening in the industry. Sometimes it relates to what you're dealing with. Sometimes it does not relate to what you're dealing with, but you could be dealing with in the future. It also helps educate you to the fact that based on what you may be encountering to come, you know exactly what route to go to maintain the circumference of being involved into issues relating to that. Now, with that said, this is what Mortgage News brings to the table. It's not about bragging how much you got. I'm worldwide. I'm going to be on the internet soon. None of that stuff has any significant meaning. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. What has significant meaning is information that you're sharing, the information that you're able to help and empower people. That's what Mortgage Talk is all about. It's about empowerment. It's about empowering you with knowledge, empowering you and encouraging you to go out and do further what research so you can go out there and stand firmly in your square and understand how to defend your world based on real estate. Man, I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's all about. It's all about helping you to do that. It's not about patting on the back. Don't pat me on the back. I don't need to pat on the back. It is not about that. It's about the gift of giving inside me, able me to continue that gift of giving, and that's what I do proudly, gladly. I'm not about competing. Now, yes, am I naive? No, I'm not. Okay? I saw on YouTube where there are other shows that have copied the name Mortgage Talk One. They're not part of WHPNN Radio Network. I even saw one that says, hey, my name is whatever her name was, and that she's part of WHPNN Radio Network. That is not true. People spin off of you because of the type of crowd that you draw, the type of ratings that you have. Ratings basically depends on the people that tune into your show. I thank people for tuning into my show. Some days it may be one person. Some days it may be 20 people. Some days it may be over 300 people. Some days it was over 1,000 people that have tuned in, because we are worldwide. So people listen. They tune in to these things. They hear these things. And when they start their own show, they want to start their own show, and they want some audience base, so why not spin off a person who I think got a stronger audience base? I'm going to spin off of them, and I'm going to say I'm part of them, which tells you how much weak the message that they got is. The message could be great. The message could be wonderful. The message could be exactly what you need, but you have to do crooked means to be able to give your message. That's sad. That's sad. that said of you as an individual is a dishonest point of the individual, which makes the message that you give, you must question it, because it may not be the truth, nothing but the truth within the truth. It just may not be the truth at all. So you have to look into these things. Now, I'm not a revengeful person with a heart. I don't go out there and say, you know what, I'm a contact Blog Talk Radio. I'm a contact Google, because that's where I saw it at, on Google, on YouTube. People that claim the name Mortgage Talk One, they're not part of WHPNN Radio Network at all, period. They're not. They're not part of me. They don't represent us. Then whatever the information that they're giving you could be wonderful and great information you need to be used. That could be fine. But they still do not rep. They still are not a part of WHPNN Radio Network. There are only two shows assigned to WHPNN Radio Network, Mortgage Talk 1 and Club Saturday Night. That's it. Sunday morning gospel is still being decided to be returned. I expect for it to happen, waiting on the word for it to happen. And once that happens, I'll be talking to you about it so you can tune into it. Isn't it something? Isn't it beautiful? Now, to get the Mortgage Talk One, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Mortgage Talk One. That's no one symbol. And you will get what we're talking about today on some of the previous shows in which we've done. And we've done quite a bit. So we're glad to be back intact with the team. We're glad to be able to share information with you. We're glad to be able to give you what we have done research on. We're encouraging you. I'm telling you. We're encouraging you to contact us. Let us know what you think about this mission that we have put out forth. If there's something we missed, let us know. So we can make the correction on what needs to be done. That's how important that this is to us here. Okay? Just wanted to let you know. So I have to share it with that. I do. I really do. Because I think the greater I am for everything that he has given me. Everything and everybody that he has placed in my life is important. It's important for me. And it has to be important for you, too. So, with that said, and going back to listen to the mortgages, okay, and the mortgage news, let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening in the mortgage news. Going to do this little short. Man, I love it. We're going to do a little short break. Ah, man, are you kidding me? We're going to do a short break. And then I'm going to come back with some more mortgage news. Some more mortgage information. I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to come back. We take our break here. This is our break that we take right here on Mortgage Talk. I'm Rick Montgomery, the host, the only host of Mortgage Talk. No one else. Always implicated, never duplicated. Always trying to steal what they can. I thank you guys for being with us, being with the original. Back in a moment, more Mortgage Talk. Go away. Doing to us as we did our break. Thank you so much, very much. Thank you, Dave the Man, for doing what he did. Was quite special. Want to talk about some interest rates that are going on here? Here we got some interest rates. Here's some wonderful rates. Let's talk about the daily mortgage rate for a 30-year fix is at 4.51. And of course, you know you got to have the right credit score to get that 4.51. A 15-year rate is at 3.89 as of today, as of today, as of today. Okay. A FHA 30-year fixed mortgage rate is at 4.30. A jumbo 30-year is at 4.54, and a 5-year ARM is at a 3.64. Okay. Got me on that? All right. Genie Mac rate. You know, I mean, they don't put their rates out there too much, but they do set it at 3.5. And, of course, that's a Genie Mac rate. So you know exactly where you are with what you're dealing with. Now, I want to go through a little survey here, if I can. Let's go to a little bit mortgage news consumer segment here. Let's see what it says about the initial. I don't know what they're going to talk about. This is in Chicago, PM. We're going to see what they're talking about here. Let's put them on Mortgage Talk and let's see what they're going to be talking about. Let's see where we are
where are you going? What to talk about? I'm just taking a chance here to see exactly where we are. Okay, here they are. So Susie, see what we're gonna be talking about.
You have more power at your fingertips than entire generations that came before you. But it's not really about what technology can do, it's about what you can do with it. We are living in the future we always dreamed of. We have mixed reality that changes how we see the world, and AI empowering us to change the world we see. So what will you do with it?
Microsoft empowerment is what they are pushing. So let's go directly to what we're talking about.
Chicago PMI just hitting the wires. 57.4. You talk about a rocket disappointment, that's it. Follow 61.9. 57.4 is going to end up being the lowest read since March of last year. So we'll call it exactly 1 year. Now, if we look at what's moving this, we'll get into the internals in a bit. Let's get to the chart, shall we? Of course, trading for this quarter and ultimately finding out what this quarter's GDP is probably going to be a disappointment if some of the early signs hold up. It could be a sub 2%. Even though we had good numbers today, we see that 10-year note yields on the one-week chart, they have dipped a bit. Now, they're not in that range, but they haven't fallen far from it. Still holding right above 2.75 month-to-date chart. We settled at 286 at the end of last quarter. So here we are, 10 basis points light. If you look at the consider a year-to-date of 10-year, we settle at 240.
Uh-oh. Did we lose up there? Dave? Did we lose it there? Okay. I think we lost something. I think Dave was trying to give me... I'm trying to get something in. I think we lost something in there. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So we lost him? Did we lose him? Okay. Look like we did. Okay, let's see if we get him back. Just a little small technical point. Let's see if we get him back here. What he was referring to. So maybe we can get him back there. Do we have him? No? Okay. All right. Okay, man. Let's see where we're at.
You talk about a rocket disappointment, that's it. Follow 61.9. 57.4 is going to end up being the lowest read since March of last year. So we'll call it exactly 1 year. Now, if we look at what's moving this, we'll get into the internals in a bit. Let's get to the chart, shall we? Of course, trading for this quarter and ultimately finding out what this quarter's GDP is probably going to be a disappointment if some of the early signs hold up. It could be a sub 2%. Even though we had good numbers today, we see that 10-year note yields on the one-week chart, they have dipped a bit. Now, they're not in that range, but they haven't fallen far from it. Still holding right above 2.75 month-to-date chart. We settled at 286 at the end of last quarter. So here we are, 10 basis points light. If you look at the consider a year-to-date of 10-year, we settled at 241 last year, so still holding it. Hey, a large margin of gains. If you look at Boone's, a bit of a more aggressive story of downside yields. Of course, year-to-date Boone's reveal that here we are flirting with the lowest level since January, and they settled at 42, only up 8 basis points on the year. Dollar index had a good 2-day run on Tuesday and Wednesday. A little disappointing today, as you see on the one-week chart. A month-to-date, well, they finished off the end of last month at 90.60, so we've lost a bit of ground, but it is trying to regain 90. It's all been about dollar yen. Real quickly, one-week dollar yen gave up a lot of ground in the dollar's favor. As you see, though, we're coming from levels that the dollar hadn't seen since July of 16. Carl, Jim, David, back to you.
All right. So to give you an idea of what has transpired in the mortgage industry of what exactly is happening. Help bring up the speed just a touch. I want to see, can I get the mortgage news that I was looking for? Let's see, do we have it here? No, so let's make sure. Okay, mortgage rate under change despite market improvement. All right, let's do that. Let's see where we are with that. Okay, it goes on to say here, which is quite interesting. Here, let's get back so we can be able to. The computer just edited me out. It did. It just edited me right out of there. So let me see if I get us back intact again. Okay. So let's see, can we pick it back up to where we were? Okay. Excuse me. I make my humble apologies for that. That was completely rude. I do apologize for that. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, I just want to finish up here as I was trying to find the area in which I left off at that I did find, but it looks like that I won't be able to do that because the computer somehow, some way, is not coming up with that information. So let me just talk about something very, very briefly and I'll let you guys go. When you are looking to purchase a mortgage, okay, you got to look at every structure possible. You got to look at the style of home that you have. You got to take the right people to your home. You really do. Trust me on this. You really do. You can't go look for a home with a bunch of friends. It's not going to work out well for you. Okay? You can only go look for a home with a friend. And that friend is assigned to do something, whether it's to plug things in the walls, make sure that currency is working in the house properly. You're not a house doctor, so you need to hire a house doctor. The house doctor will give you a round scenario of what the house consists of. If it's FHA loan, FHA approval, FHA inspectors basically comes out and to approve the house under FHA guidelines, they'll point out to you things that need to be done, and that could be negotiable tools for you, but you have to get it done. They're going to get the FHA loan. Okay? FHA do not play around. That's why I encourage people to go under FHA or the USDA loan. There's so many good loan programs that can help you under the USDA loan. Under the USDA loan, there's a direct loan that become your partner with you in purchasing real estate, no matter what it is, commercial or residential. Okay? Under the USDA loan, there's an agreement set forth that even if the property is sold down the range, you will receive X amount percentages and your kids do too, so that check is cut to you because you made sure that it was collateralized with a authorized bonded reporter, as we did already, but still, sometimes you got to update with them. Now, I want to say this to you. You can put as much energy into succeeding, getting the right lawyer, and getting everything right, and succeeding, and an opportunity can still wake you up and knock on your shoulder based on how you displayed it. Understand one thing. Is that when you decide that you're going to rape, rob, and steal, look at the individual that you want to do that to and ask yourself, do you still have that human compassion in that direction? Because I know how it angers me very much, so much. But I don't know how, and I'm leery in how, it defends you. So, therefore, put that inside and with peace. With that said, that's what we got. That's what's happening. As we are making our preparation, sorry about that little short delay that took place there. I don't understand what happened there. We kind of lost each other just a little bit, but I just want you guys to know exactly where we are and what transpired during this particular segment and time. I don't think we have any more. Is there any more news today for Morning Talk? I think Dave was looking up some more news for Morning Talk. Morning Talk news? Okay, there's no more Morning Talk news. We should have some more. We should have some more Morning Talk news. I don't understand why. Dave the man, can you tell me why we don't have no more Morning Talk news? Dave the man, I don't think he knows why we don't have no more Morning Talk news. But that's okay. That's all good and fine with us here at Morning Talk. I want you to understand in purchasing property what you have to do and what are the stages that which you have to go through in purchasing property. Morning's news is basically to empower you to understand how the industry thinks, how they think. And that's so important. And the terminology is used, that is so important. Because when you know how to think, then you know how to apply, you know how to go about to gain what you're trying to gain. And this is what Morgan's talking about, helping you do all of that. Gain what you're trying to gain, implement what you're trying to implement, do what you're trying to get done. This is what Morgan's Talk is all about, okay? Making sure that you can get the American dream, just that piece of the pie that you rightfully deserve. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. It's all about. To reach me here at Morgan's Talk, you can text me, real simple, real easy. You can text me but just by going to my phone number at 708-577-0328. That's 708-577-0328. Attention to me, Rick Montgomery. You can also text me on Who's Texting around just as well. I do respond, okay? Appreciate your patience. Appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us here on Mortgage Talk. Short segment. That's what it's all about. We don't try to drill you out there a lot, but we have more to say. We will present more to say. But again, thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk. Thank you for tuning in to us. We love you so much. Thank you, Block Talk Radio. Man, we love you guys at Block Talk Radio. Thank our Block Talk listeners indeed worldwide. Thanking them so much. Thank you for you tuning in and listening in to Mortgage Talk. God bless you guys so much. And we'll see you back here next Friday on Mortgage Talk. We'll go back to back, track to track. So we'll see you next Friday on Mortgage Talk. We're going to see you there. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. That's how we stay tight and stay strong together. See you on Mortgage Talk. Thank you guys for joining us here. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. Man, it is Good Friday. Have a wonderful Easter, a beautiful Easter, and a delightful Easter. If you can post it on the facial media that we have, or post it on Internet or Twitter, we appreciate, or Google, we appreciate you wholeheartedly. But don't forget the post. Don't forget the post. Especially if you haven't messed up nothing yet. I mean, everything has been displayed. It's beautiful. You want to show it off right now? Come on, show it off. Even if you messed it up, show it off anyway. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking time out with us here. God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to Morgan's Talk.